CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. How are we?
I'm so happy you are back.
Welcome to Monday. Welcome to your week. What did I miss?
Oh, my God. So much, Adam. I've been waiting for 2 weeks to give you some breaking Frankie news.
What is it? What on earth does that mean?
Something happened when I was out and about at Frankie J's, and I've been wanting to tell you for 2 weeks, but it was for content, so I couldn't talk to you about it.
Good work.
Usually, so, I know.
Usually you don't save it.
I know.
You just explode with all the goss.
I'm going to be exploding very shortly.
Oh, yeah? Live on air?
Yeah.
Exploding?
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's coming up very soon. Before 6:30, some juicy goss from Frankie J's from REL. I hear there's new rules in place. No drinks in the studio because Martin Agerton, newsreader, spilled all over the desk.
Yeah, he went to grab his water bottle and he's so mad. He went to grab his water bottle, and as he squeezed the sides of the water bottle, the lid came off, and then the water went everywhere, and one of the mics stopped working, and all sorts. So now there is a rule. Well, I mean, there was always a rule, but
now it's like a hard rule.
It's a hard rule. No liquid in the studio.
She says as she pops her coffee cup down.
I don't know what you're talking about. Your coffee cup's right there too.
Hey, whoa, don't talk me in.
Wait, stop. It's not. That's not.
On today's show as well, Giovanna Simpson's going to tell us what's going on in Burnie, all things Burnie.
Yeah, and more about these e-scooters and...
Yep. How are they going?
Yeah.
The purple ones, aren't they? The Beams.
Yeah, the Beam ones, yep.
Already got the app on my phone ready to go.
Oh my God, I need to download it.
We're going to be in Burnie tomorrow.
I know.
You're going to have a ride or what?
Yeah, take my money.
James Leslie as well will join us later to talk all things Northwest Thunder. They've been away, they're back home this weekend, so we'll find out what's happening. Who Dat today as well with Chris Evans. He plays the Buzz Lightyear in the new Lightyear film.
I'm so excited. I'm so happy you're back. Welcome back, Adam.
It's all happening. Let's do it.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Eminem, CFM. His mum took him to court over that song. Out of all the dissing of his mum that he does, that's the song that she took him to court for because he said, she does more dope than I do. Tried to get him for defamation of character, Ari. His own mother.
Take it with a grain of salt, Mum.
All right, every show around this time, me and Ari challenge each other just to really get this mother into gear.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
That's how it works, 5 seconds to say three words.
All right, Adam, you've got 5 seconds to name three things that are slow.
A sloth. My thoughts right now, pretty slow.
I honestly thought you were going to go your thoughts, like me.
Oh, that'd be a diss.
Yeah, I know, but I was waiting for it. I was ready. I was like, damn straight.
I think we've got to ease into the dissing.
Okay,
first.
All right. You know? So we're just going straight back to being besties. But whatever.
Well, thank you for the alternate answer. I could have said Ari.
Yeah.
Good point.
Would have accepted it.
Ari. Well, let's see how
sorry. Okay.
Let's see. Ari, in 5 seconds, can you please name 3 AFL football stadiums?
MCG, Adelaide Oval, and there's one here. No, but. That was pretty good, though. Not going to lie. I got 2.
Yeah, not bad.
Got MCG.
Yeah, there's one. There's also Etihad Stadium there in Melbourne, too. They play at a lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But anyway, that was close enough.
We both got 2, so a little clap, but, you know, gives us room to improve throughout the week.
I don't like peas.
Do you not?
No.
They are a bit of a nuisance.
I think they're just an annoying vegetable.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Burnie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM.
Lizzo on CFM's Adam and Ari with a song that's called... All right, so Ari, for a while there, was doing this trend, this lifestyle trend, 75 hard. She scrapped it. And she's
got sick. I couldn't get 4 litres of water down because I was vomiting. So I there was no way I could complete it. And I've had a couple of events in between now and going to Cairns this weekend. Yeah. So I've put it on hold.
I keep it on hold, I say. It's a dangerous trend.
No, putting it on hold, no, because me out and about is not pretty. Anyway, so I was at Frankie J's, right? For this volume 3 sessions.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. I gave away tickets that week as well.
Mm.
Have a guess who won a ticket. You'll be able to guess.
Mysterious Mel?
Mysterious Mel, yep. Lovely, loyal listener, Mysterious Mel. Won a ticket, right? And I was like, oh, I can't wait. Like, we'll see you there. We've never met her in person, okay? Mm. So, you know, I'm at Frankie J's having fun with the girls, you know, couple beveraginos in, and then this complete random comes up to me.
In a disguise? Or
not in a disguise. But
face revealed?
Face revealed, ooh, no idea who it is, and goes, I'm friends with Mysterious Mal. This is for you. And pass me an envelope with a pen in it and a little booklet.
Right. Was Mel there or she just gave it to her friend?
Well, this was her friend. Her friend came up to me and gave me this booklet. Might I add, I have had a couple beveraginos at the time and I was like, sorry, who are you? What? What's going on?
Is that a line? What is on the cover there?
I don't know. It's a little notebook, but open it up.
Yep, opening it up.
And read it to the coast.
Let's play a game. So this is something like Saw. Are you going to be scared at this point?
I was just like, oh, here we go.
I want to play a game.
I actually honestly read Let's Play a Game and was like, damn, Adam's not here. I'm going to be really bad at this game.
Okay, Ariel, it wouldn't be the same if we didn't play the game. Love Mysterious Mal, what's that mean?
I think they're a whole bunch of word singers.
Ah, guess the word singers and the first letter of each answer will reveal the location of where you'll find your final clue.
I think because, like, we've never met her before, so I think the final clue was, like, where she was to meet her.
At Frankie J's.
At Frankie J's. Just, I was so confused.
Did you get any of these? Touch something post?
I did not get a single one. I looked at them and was like, this is more of an Adam thing.
Football something shape, flip something time. These are word singers.
Yeah.
Flip something, I don't know, off the top of my head.
I was having too much fun. I read them and was like, Mysterious Mal, too hard basket.
Head there for the final clue. So the three, the word singer empty words would lead you to where she was standing.
Well, apparently. So after I decided I didn't want to play the game because it was too hard, about an hour later, this friend of hers came back and was like, I've been hiding in the toilets for an hour for you. And I was like, why have you been hiding in the toilets? They had bought me a drink. I think the final thing was them buying me a drink or something. And then I turn around and Mysterious Mal is there and she's hugging me.
Aww.
And I was like, I finally met you in person. And she was like, you didn't follow the word singer clues. I was like, they're too hard.
So she was speaking and she had no disguise on.
No disguise on. So I've officially met Mysterious Mal.
What was she like? Everything you had imagined?
Yeah, I think so. Still very mysterious.
Mysterious Mal, how about that?
Yeah, I know, right? But these word singers were way too hard for me.
Did you meet any fans of the show out and about?
I did meet a few fans of the show, yeah.
The rumours going around the Northwest Coast is there were men following around like dogs, panting and stuff. Is that true?
There's a couple.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Very shortly, we're going to be talking about pineapple. Does it belong on pizza?
Oh, joke.
Nah, we won't do that again. Twice in a month is enough.
But I was talking about it for a different reason. I was talking about it, the whole swingers thing and being on Hinge and, like, is it a secret message on Hinge to say that you're swingers?
No, major backlash.
Yeah, anyway, whatever. Carry on.
We're actually going to be talking about peeing in the ocean because there's been, in Spain, they're threatening to fine people for doing it.
Like, honestly, how are you even going to monitor that?
Well, we'll get to it soon. Today in history on the way as well. Up next, we're going to play Who Dat. You've got to guess which of the three Buzz Lightyears is Chris Evans, the new Buzz Lightyear.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
It is time to play Who Dat for your chance to win a $50 voucher to spend at a Cut Above Quality Meats in East Devonport and a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue cleaner wood heater assessment. All you need to do is tell us which one is Chris Evans as Buzz Lightyear.
Do you think I look like Chris Evans?
No.
At all? You know,
Why would you think that you look like Chris Evans?
I used to do a Twitch stream in the World Wide Web, and people on the World Wide Web would come into the Twitch stream and they'd comment, you look like Chris Evans.
No. Like, I've got photos of Chris Evans right here. He is... Oof.
Yeah.
Chris Evans.
Yeah, he's very white. He's attractive. Yeah, but that doesn't mean he doesn't look like me, as I am also attractive. So... a lot of the Americans that would come into the Twitch stream.
Really?
They'd call me Chris and everything.
No.
Chris Evans.
No. Don't believe it. Well, all lies, Adam.
That's what the Americans
false
reckon.
News.
Anyway, yeah, you got three clips. They're all Buzz Lightyear, but only one is Chris Evans, the new Buzz Lightyear. If you can spot him, call us 1-300-655-922 to go into the draw for those prizes. Here's clip A.
So I said, to infinity and beyond. You shouldn't treat your mom like that.
Here's clip B.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace. To infinity and beyond.
And you got clip C.
They don't help, they just overcomplicate things. I'm better off just doing the job myself.
A, B, or C, which one is the new Chris Evans Buzz Lightyear? Should we go again?
Yeah, go again.
Here's clip A.
So I said, to infinity and beyond. You shouldn't treat your mom like that.
Clip B.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace. To infinity and beyond.
Clip C.
They don't help, they just overcomplicate things. I'm better off just doing the job myself.
1-300-655-922. Which of those three is Chris Evans? Hello. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're doing the Chris Evans Buzz Lightyear Challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Rowan from Somerset on the phone. You ready to play a fresh hot round of Who Dat, Rowan?
I'm ready.
All right. Have you seen the new Lightyear film?
I haven't, no.
You haven't, but you think you know which of these three is Chris Evans?
I'm hopeful anyway.
Okay, well, I'll run them for you again, Rowan, and you let us know which one you think is Chris Evans. Here's A.
So I said, to infinity and beyond. You shouldn't treat your mom like that.
B.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace. To infinity and beyond.
C.
They don't help. They just overcomplicate things. I'm better off just doing the job myself.
I reckon he's got this. Rowan, which do you think is Chris Evans?
I'm going to go with C.
They don't help. They just overcomplicate things. I'm better off just doing the job myself.
Yeah, mate.
Go, Rowan!
Yeah, mate. I knew you'd have it.
You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at a cut above quality meats and the flu clean and wood heater assessment from Dentist Quality Metalworks.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Rowan, do you think that Adam looks like Chris Evans?
I don't see it.
No, either. See, I don't see it either.
Must be an American thing.
Maybe. Like, Chris Evans has blue eyes. You don't have blue eyes.
Yeah, well, I'd never heard it before the Americans came into that stream and started all saying it.
Did your head explode? You were like, yeah, I do look like Chris Evans.
Yeah,
damn.
I didn't discourage the comparison.
Yeah.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
What are you looking at me worried for?
Oh, it's like cutting in and out, don't worry.
Oh, that's just your headphones.
Yeah, no worries.
It's all going to air fine.
Okay.
Just fiddle with the knob.
I am fiddling with the knob.
I'm pretty sure you fiddled with some knobs when I was away too. With those boys following you around panting like a dog.
I did not.
You did not?
No, I didn't.
All right. I've got a couple of items of note from history here, so let's keep it high brow, please. History. I want to say in 1994, the first ever free download of a major label song was made available on the internet. What do you think it might have been? 1994, who's uploading their songs for free?
I don't know.
Oh, it's obviously Aerosmith. That song, Head First. Free on the web, the first ever.
You would love that. You like downloading things on the internet.
Yeah, but good stuff. I don't really like Aerosmith, to be honest. Not a big fan. They all sound sort of the same to me.
Yeah,
on this day, 1997, in a boxing match for the heavyweight title, Mike Tyson was disqualified after he twice bit Evander Holyfield's ears. Twice. As a result of the infraction, he temporarily lost his boxing license as well.
You require a boxing license?
Turns out you do.
I didn't know that.
And on this day in 2006, you might remember this, Australia were in the World Cup for the soccer. They lost to Italy 1-0 in the Soccer World Cup after Italy scored a penalty goal in the final seconds of injury time. Do you remember this?
No.
Everyone was on the soccer bandwagon because we're in the World Cup, we were doing all right, and then right at the end they got a penalty and everyone was like, oh, they cheated, he took a dive. Because you know how in soccer they have no honour? They just fake injuries to get penalties? Wait, where's the honour, soccer? You know what I mean?
I do know that people say that.
Like, where's the integrity? You know? But yeah.
Yeah, they're always holding their ankle.
Oh, it really hurt, Riff. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Bunch of Amber Heards, man.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
What are you laughing at?
So I put together a photo of Chris Evans and you next to each other. And I posted on Facebook, CFM Devonport, CFM Bernie. And I've gone, does Adam look like Chris Evans? I don't think so, but, you know, what do you think?
Yeah, what's happened? What has someone said?
Michelle goes, no, should have gone to Specsavers.
Oh, that is a good one. Nice, Michelle.
Oh, I'm dead. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's just the Americans. I used to have a Twitch stream. The Americans would come in and they all reckoned I looked like him, but not the Australians.
Another one here. Nah, closer to Billy Bob Thornton.
Me? I am? What? Come on. No.
I don't agree with that either. That's too far.
Really? Billy Bob Thornton? Yeah. Never heard that before.
I could put those pictures together though. Just
throw that up. See what people think of that one. I'll be interested to know.
Oh, how funny.
Also today, we're asking on those Facebook pages, do you pee in the ocean? The reason is...
and who doesn't?
We'll get to this in a sec. There's a beach in Spain that's threatening to fine people for doing so. We don't know how they're going to police that, but we might theorise soon. And we'll talk about, you know, whether we whiz in there. I think, really. I mean, the fish are doing it.
Yeah.
The fish are doing it,
aren't they?
That's true. So if the fish are allowed to, why aren't I? Giovanna Simpson will join us later. Word Sanger on the Way, dog news coming up too. And next, yeah, we'll talk more about pee in the ocean.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle, it falls.
On Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
On the Facebook pages, CFM Devonport, CFM Bernie, we're asking, do you whiz in the ocean? Robin has said it depends how far the toilet is away. It's a good point.
I don't really think that's a factor.
Well, what if you're sitting on the beach, though, and the toilet's closer than the ocean? You'd still go ocean?
Oh, no. Sorry, you're right.
It's a factor.
No, if you're already wet in the ocean or if you're dry on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
But then, honestly, if I needed to wee and I was at the beach and it was hot, Dad, just going back into the ocean and then wee and then hop out.
A lot of people will leave the beach to go into the ocean to have one of those
lasers. What about if you're walking the dog on the beach and you're fully clothed, but you're like, oh, I have to wee so
bad. You don't even have bathers. It's 2 degrees.
And you're just like, I'm just going to go for a walk in the ocean. Would you do that?
With the jeans on?
No, leggings or something?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
I can find a little bush or something. I think it's illegal, though, isn't it? But tourists who are desperate for a bathroom break while on holiday in Spain should avoid peeing in the sea or face huge fines. So there's a popular holiday resort that's banned urinating in the sea. Fines up to $1,130 for anyone caught taking a leak in Vigo. Now, how are they going to police it?
I don't know. Well, sometimes in pools, obviously it's the ocean, you can't really do that.
Do you do it in a pool?
Well, no, sometimes they... don't they have that colour thing where you're in the pool and it changes the colour?
That's a myth. That's not true.
Oh, is that not? They don't do that anywhere?
I think people just tell people that to stop them doing it.
I don't think that happens. They wouldn't be able to do that in the ocean anyway because it'd be bad for all the fishies.
Yeah, and, you know, it'd sort of get swept out.
Yeah.
It's a big pool, the ocean, the sea.
Very big pool. Okay.
Do you do it in the pool? You're avoiding the question.
I have peed in a pool before.
Wait, as an adult?
As an adult, yeah.
Oh, don't.
My mum has a pool.
If we all... but a public one. If we all pull together and agree not to do it, then we don't have to swim and pee at the pool.
At the pool? Well, I never said I did it in a public one, just in my mum's pool.
Yeah, but
pool.
You never said you didn't. That's the thing I'm taking issue with here.
Don't know what you're on about, Adam.
But, yeah, well, they're going to have to employ some kind of, you know, urine cops on the beach, on the bobby, and then they could film them for a TV show.
Okay, I've got one.
Yep.
So when you see someone in the ocean and they don't fully swim, but they just go to their hips and they do that awkward walk around.
Yeah, and they're looking back at the beach and one of their eyes sort of twitching.
Yeah, I reckon they need a fine.
Well, listen.
They're definitely...
I've got a little audio clip here of what the TV show would be like. It'd be a TV show that follows the urine cops around the beach, catching people, you know. On patrol on this beach in Vigo is Sergeant Slash. The sergeant has just spotted a man who's been standing in one location in the ocean for some time, staring back at the beach. He appears to be currently in the process of micturating.
Right, stay right there. Stay where you are. I'm coming out to you. Excuse me, sir, what's your name?
Jimmy Riddle.
Are you aware, Jimmy, that it's actually illegal at this beach to do a wee-wee?
No, I have not done a wee-wee.
Why have you been standing in one place for so long, Jimmy?
I am not wee-weed.
Can I ask you this, Jimmy? Why is the water so warm around this area?
I know, wee-wee. No.
Just one second. Just as I suspected. I think you're in a bit of trouble, aren't you? That's an understatement. Jimmy could be facing a fine of up to 750 euros.
So that's sort of what it would sound like, I imagine. It'd be like that highway motorway patrol show, but for the beach.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Go spinach.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, we're on the same page.
For once.
Call 1-300-655-922.
More comments coming in about me looking like Chris Evans.
So funny.
Or not looking like him. Brad said, whoever said that needs to put the pipe down. Dog news up next, CFM. Ari, do you remember Casey Donovan?
Mm-hmm.
You do? Here's a bit of a taste if you don't. Too late to say hello. Remember this song? I remember her. I don't remember her music. But this is the only song that's in our library. It must have been.
On like The Voice or something, wasn't it?
Australian Idol.
That's it. Sometimes.
Can't say I remember this tune.
No.
But I remember her, but anyway, she's been caught up in some dog news recently.
Oh, what's she been doing?
Well, it wasn't her, but it was her mate, was involved in a dog napping.
They were the dog napper?
Yeah.
That was
a dog napper. More on this from Nine Dog News. Here we go.
Singer and Australian Idol winner Casey Donovan has been caught up in a bizarre alleged dog napping at a Brisbane apartment.
Casey Donovan, who's in town for 9 to 5, the musical, can be seen on CCTV walking with a friend through the hallway of a Brisbane apartment building. That's when Donatello the puppy comes bounding up and the friend decides to pick it up and all three of them get in the lift together. Now, Casey Donovan, of course, isn't herself being accused of taking the dog. But what the CCTV doesn't show is what happened in the lead up when the pair were drinking inside the dog owner's unit. That's where they claim they witnessed the dog being mistreated. And so when the dog escaped into the hallway, the lady in red decided to rescue it and bring it back later on once everyone had sobered up. The owner of the dog, of course, tells a very different story, claiming that the dog wasn't mistreated at all. Either way, the dog was returned this morning, a few hours after being taken in the early hours. However, Melissa, the funny thing is that Casey has been receiving death threats since this was posted on social media, despite not directly being involved in the taking of this dog.
There you are, Ari. So she was with the person that dog napped, and they claimed they did it because it wasn't being treated well, and they brought it back after the drinks had worn off of everyone.
Just say it. Just looking after the little schnoopies.
Well, that's what they claim.
Mm, okay.
But all's well that ends well, I suppose, now, because the dog's back with its owners.
Yeah, but is it?
Apart from for Casey.
Yeah.
But for the dog.
It's all good?
Yeah.
No, I just want a dog.
I'm not 100% convinced, to be honest.
No, it's a positive story. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog.
Dog. And I want my dog to be in film. Turn up the music. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. I've got a feeling I'm going to be all right. Call 1-300-655-922. It's about
damn time. Starley on CFM's Adam and Ari. We are 19 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Play when we're...
Word Sanger.
Something.
You having troubles with the mouse?
Yeah, this is a new mouse, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I've had lots of troubles with the mouse. I'm lucky it's not just me. Thank you.
But this is new.
I know. I don't know why.
So it can't have been a mouse issue before. I missed the old mouse. It was nice and quiet.
It's time to play Word Sanger. Theo will give you two words. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of the saying, give us a buzz on 1-300-655-922 and you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
All right, the word machine Theo has our words. What are they, Theo?
Your word for today are you and top.
You and top.
Yeah, so there's something in the middle there we're looking for. You something, something top. Do you know the something? If you do, the phone number is 1-300-655-922.
You something top.
What comes after you a lot of the time? We're talking Y-O-U.
Mm.
you something. Something top. Do you know? 1-300-655-922. If you do, 5 seconds of summer plays now on CFM's Adam and Ari.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Chantel. Good. How are you, Chantel?
Yeah, good.
Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah. Just running Eva around as usual.
Bless her cotton socks.
All right, Chantel, before we play Word Sanger, we've got to ask you, do you think I look like Chris Evans?
No.
Correct.
A lot of nose.
Ding.
A lot of nose coming in. Well, you got
Sorry,
that right.
Definitely not.
Well, you got that right. Let's see if you get Word Sanger right. Theo will give you the words.
Your words for today are you and top.
What goes in the middle?
Tube.
The word for my Sanger is tube. YouTube. Tube top.
That's two
Go
for two.
Go, Chantel. Well done. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Very good.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
9 minutes to 8. Well, it's the topic that's taking the coast by storm this morning. Do I look like Chris Evans?
Because what? Some girls on Twitch.
No, they were boys. No, they were fellas.
Boys.
Yeah.
Boys were saying this to you.
No, just some fellas. Yeah, okay.
The plot thickens. Okay. So, yeah, we're asking if you think Adam looks like Chris Evans. Tiff goes, he needs to do the same pose and expression. And I'm like, from me, I wrote from CFM, do you think this will help? Tiff goes, maybe a little. Please try. And then Amanda jumps in and goes, please try. I'm keen to see Adam's sexy pose.
Oh, Amanda. You cheeky devil.
Give the coast what they want, Adam. Get saucy.
From the new Elvis film, it's Vegas by Doja Cat. Up next, Giovanna Simpson. We're talking all things Bernie.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, it's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, joined on the phone by Giovanna Simpson. I think, I'm not sure her official title, I think it's Queen of Bernie. Is that right, Giovanna?
Look, I'm going to go with Queen this morning because it's Monday morning, it's early. I feel like I'm the Queen. Let's go with that.
Oh, my God, I love it. I think every time we actually talk to you, we come up with a different title for you, but it's usually something like the same.
I love it. It's a great title, and I'm going to wear my crown really high today.
Yes!
Awesome. So Giovanna's going to tell us about some of the stuff happening in Bernie. First of all, Giovanna, there's a council meeting tomorrow night?
There certainly is. And that, you know, I get excited by these things, which is really quite tragic, I guess. But I love council meetings, so we've got one tomorrow night. If people want to download the agenda, they can do that. Now, and you can come along to the meeting, you can submit a public question as well. So, you know, very exciting. Lots on the agenda tomorrow night, but quite a thick one, which is good.
I feel like Queens would get excited about council meetings. So.
I know, it's quite tragic, isn't it? Like, it's not the normal thing to get excited for, but I do love council meetings. So, yeah, we're looking forward to tomorrow night. And now, of course, the rules have eased, so we can have as many people in the public gallery that we can sit, as where before was quite limited. So that's really good too for the community.
And do you also love art?
Oh, I do. I love art. We've had a couple of really good art exhibitions the last couple of weeks. We had the Mission to Seafarers last weekend, which I opened, which was wonderful. And at the moment, we're back in the original Bernie Art Gallery. Now, that got closed last year, you remember.
Mm.
A lot of hype about that. We reopened it. We've got a national touring art exhibition there at the moment. Called Jam Factory Icon, and it's unreal, and it's great to be back in the gallery, and that's on until the 31st of July. And Bernie's the only place that's touring, Nashville's the only place in Tasmania as well, so that's awesome.
Oh, amazing.
And very exciting stuff for Bernie is the Beam e-scooters are now in Bernie. Have you had a go on one, Giovanna?
Have I had a go on one? What a silly question to ask me, Adam. Of course I have.
Yes.
On that scooter. I have gone from Cooey to South Bernie on Saturday. I had an absolute ball. They are out and about. There's 100 scooters around the city. And, yeah, look, I just absolutely ball. I can't even describe it. The wind in your hair. It was a bit cold, so I rugged up. But, look, it's a fantastic ride. They're very secure, really easy to use, and there's so much security around them. Like, you have to use a QR code. They've got all your details. Of course, you have to have a card to link it to your bank account. So it's quite secure, and the GPS tracking system is incredible on these things. So So safety aplenty.
I love
have
it.
Have you had a go? Have you had a go? You need to come to Bernie and have a go on the e-scooters. Let's do it.
I've had one on the Hobart one, one of the beams. But yeah, we're going to be in Bernie tomorrow, and we've lined it up. We're going to have a scoot.
Oh, fantastic! I'm coming.
Oh my god, yes! and you're also excited to announce that you're hosting a Speak Up, Stay Chatty Blue Tie Ball.
Yes, this is really exciting. I met with Mitch McPherson a month or so ago in Hobart. We spoke about running the ball up here, and that's going to happen on October the 8th in the Town Hall in Burnie before we have the refurbishment there. Now, there's going to be guest speakers, including most people know Mitch from Speak Up, Stay Chatty, so he'll be one of our guest speakers. We've got live auctions, lots more live music from Clinton Hutton and band, and we aim to raise as much as we can. Last year we raised $20,000, which was amazing, but I'm hoping to try at least get 30 or more this year. So I think the Speak Up, Stay Chatty Blue Tie Ball we'll do this. And it's all about, of course, suicide prevention around our state. So really excited to have a ball of this calibre on the North East Coast.
Fantastic. Heaps of stuff happening in Burnie. Thanks for telling us about it, Giovanna Simpson. Burnie Royalty on the phone this morning.
Burnie Royalty. I'll just sign my crown out before I go to work today.
So, oh, my God. Thanks, G.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
You are getting wall thistles. Can we discuss? I posted your saucy selfies to make yourself look like Chris Evans.
Yeah.
And Amanda goes, insert wolf whistle.
Oh, Amanda.
Totally see Chris Evans.
Number one fan
with one
out
of
there.
Those emojis.
Oh, yeah. That's Amanda, number one fan out there.
Yeah, thank you, Amanda. That's made my day.
Has anyone said that?
I think that should be your new profile picture.
There's something like 50... comments or something. Has anyone said I do look like Chris Evans at all?
Oh, well, Amanda is starting to think you might.
Oh, there we go.
So, heating up on Facebook. One, I love this.
That's one yes and 49 no's.
Takesha has gone, I'm not seeing it, but each their own.
Yeah. So, a lot of no's, but there's one yes in there now. Or one half yes. So, I'm going to choose to listen to that.
It's like you've been ordered on Wish.
What's that?
You're Chris Evans, but ordered from Wish.
What's Wish?
Oh, Adam.
Explain to the folks Wish.
An online shopping site where it's like $2 for an item and then you get it and it looks nothing like what you ordered.
Ah, yeah, right. People have been ripped off. They ordered Chris, they got me. Yeah. Coming up before 9 o'clock, we're speaking to James Leslie about the Northwest Thunder. Chorus King's on the way too. Birthday book, get your entries in. And next up, we'll check in with our street team, who we love. Caden and Renner are out there somewhere. We'll find out where next.
I don't like peas.
Do you not? They are a bit of a nuisance.
I think they're just an annoying vegetable.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM.
Jax Jones on CFM, 14 past 8. More comments coming in about me not looking like Chris Evans. Brendan has said, I look more like the bloke that Ricky Gervais used to send on weird trips, Carl. Type in Carl Pilkington real quick before we go to the street team.
Carl P.
Pilkington.
Pilking. Yeah.
I want to get your reaction on this. You think I look like him? You reckon?
I do not think you look like him either. It's just the fact that he's bald.
Oh, is it? He does do a vacant stare that I often do in photos, though.
I do not think. Yeah, okay. The same sort of, pose. But I'll chuck that up on Facebook too.
He's got the button nose.
Yeah.
Do I not have the button nose?
Yeah. Where's his dimples, though?
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, street team time.
Love, love, love.
Run it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM street team.
Isn't it? They're out and about across the coast with, of course, the Coast Best Free Stuff. Ren, Ren, good morning. Where are you this morning?
Happy Monday!
Happy Monday to you as well.
How amazing is this? Adam is back.
Adam is back.
Welcome back,
Adam
me.
Is back. Adam is back.
Chucky is back.
All right, guys. I am here at Mitre 10 in La Trobe, and the first one to tell me what's their favorite indoor plant will get this Makita Impact Driver Bit Set.
Ooh, how cool is nice.
That? Do you know what that is, Chucky?
A driver bit set. Is this, what, is it golf?
Yeah, I'll show that to you in the socials later. And also, guys, the reason why I'm here because Mitre 10 in La Trobe has a huge garden sale on now until the 3rd of July. with great range of indoor and outdoor plants. Because remember, even if it's cold, the weather is cold, that doesn't have to stop us from spending time in the garden. So come and see me here at Mitre 10 in La Trobe with so much freebies, Crips Master Love on board, and of course our CFM show back. How exciting, exciting is this? Happy Monday! Love, love, love.
Love, love, love.
Whoa, settle down, Caden.
See, she's excited because you're back, and Caden's excited too. Morning, Caden.
Guys, cheers.
Morning. Welcome back, Adam and Ari. You need to check your phone. I've just sent you a couple of photos of Adam and Carl.
I have. The same. And I'm a it will go on Facebook right now. Give me 2 minutes.
Excellent. Now, this morning, you can catch me out the front of Harvey Norman here in Burnie. And on board the cruiser, I got your sea show bags. We've got the fresh loaves of bread, thanks to Cripps, baking for Tasmanian since 1978. And we've also got your flavoured milk, thanks to the gang at Better Milk, your friends with benefits key tags, and some other goodies. So pop by and see me this morning. I'll be here for the next tenner until the Coast Best free stuff is gone.
Go, K-Dog!
Good on you, K-Dog.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Burnie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, one and all, celebrating a birthday today, the 27th. These have been submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport.
All righty, a huge happy birthday to Bradley from Somerset. Happy Legs 11, Brad, for Jan. Oh, sorry, from Jan, Hannah, and Woodrow.
So far, so good. Melissa Kennedy from Devonport. Happy birthday. Have a fantastic day. Love from all the Evans clan.
Including Chris Evans. Who knows?
Yeah.
Riley from Sisters Beach. Happy 8th birthday to our wonderful Riley James. We hope your day is beautiful and you have a wonderful birthday. We love you, kiddo. Love Mum, Dad, and Jayla.
Jason Hyde from Devonport. Happy birthday to the most amazing stepdad ever. Hope you have a great day. Thank you for always being there for me. Love, Amy. Happy birthday, Poppy Jason. We love you. Have a good day. Love, Ollie and baby Huxley.
Ryder Weeks from Devonport. Happy 10th birthday, Ryder, for yesterday. Finally, double digits. Hope you enjoyed your P-A-R-T-Y with friends and family. Love, Dad, Mum and Lockie.
And Kai Lyons from Burnie. Happy 21 birthday, babe. Hope you have a good day at work. See you tonight from Addie Thompson. We also had one called in. A big happy birthday to Trudy Piper, who's in South Australia. Lots of love from Mum.
40th today. Happy birthday.
Just as an added present, she's asked us to chuck this one on for you as well. Happy birthday, Trudy. Happy birthday, everyone, including people whose birthday it isn't. Happy birthday, every single member of the Coast.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
So What by Pink on CFM's Adam and Ari. Ari, it was recently your birthday and I didn't get your gift.
No.
So just...
Well, I told you before my birthday, I was like, the gift was you coming to the Fire and Mountain Festival.
Yeah, well, I suppose. But
did you get me a gift?
I'm just flat broke, so I think when you don't have money to spend on a material item, you've got to get creative.
Okay.
So I have only to share my genius, which is it costs me nothing.
Yeah, but that's the best gift of all.
So
this thought, isn't it?
I could pass on a skill to you.
A skill?
Yeah. What if I put the drums in here and teach you to play a straight eight?
What's a straight eight?
Well, that's one of the things I'll teach you.
Okay.
Maybe when? Next Monday, so I can sort of bring the kit in on the Sunday.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to give me a drum lesson?
On the air?
On the air.
Yeah.
This should be very interesting.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
So happy birthday. So
thank you. That's my birthday present.
That's a better gift.
How long have you been planning this?
That's a better gift than any money could buy.
Quality time with my best friend. Thank you.
And a brand new skill.
And everyone's going to have to try and listen to me drum.
Yeah, well, see, I don't know how soundproof these studios really are, so you might be able to tune in to Daz and hear it here in his studio too. But next Monday, should we mark it down?
Okay, we can mark it down.
All right, done.
Is it hard to learn the drums?
Well, I sat down on a kit and got straight eight pretty quick. And I'd already tried to learn guitar and bass and couldn't really do it. I am left-handed at that, which makes it harder at school because they only had right-handed ones. But then I sat down at the drums, it was just easy, so I just went with drums.
I feel like it's going to be difficult for me, but I'll give it a go.
We'll
sounds like amazing.
We'll find out next Monday, won't
we? Oh, happy birthday to me.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Alrighty, we're doing it without Ari, but we're doing it with one of her favourite songs, so do her proud. I'll give you the line of a song. You give me the next line at 1300 655 922. If it's the correct line, you'll be in the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics, local like us. Again, the number 1300 655 922 and the line. Left the baggage for a
mover. Oh!
What's the next bit? 1300 655 922. We'll go again. Left the baggage for a mover. You know the next bit. 1300 655 922. Left the baggage for a mover. There's people out there, I can hear you all singing it in your cars. 1300 655 922 to sing it through the telephone line one more time. Left the baggage for a mover. Where does he get his peaches? That's the question. 1300 655 922.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
I'm afraid no correct answers for this morning's Chorus Kings. We might have our first ever Chorus King rollover. One last chance, 1300 655 922 if you know the line that comes after this line. Left the baggage for a mover. What comes next? Do you know? 1300 655 922. Your chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. One more time. Left the baggage for a mover. What's the next bit? 1300 655 922. I'll leave it for 5 seconds. If no one calls, that's it. All right, the coast has spoken. We're not playing that song. Ed Sheeran plays now on CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Go spinach.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, we're on the same page.
For once.
Call 1300 655 922.
I do have a contestant on the line to play this.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
Harry from Devonport on the phone. Are you a fan of this Justin Bieber song?
Not really.
You're not a fan? See, I wasn't going to play it because no one called, but now because you've called, I might play it. So, I don't know. You might have done the wrong thing.
Yeah, I might have done.
But anyway, I'll give you the line. You take it from there, Harry.
Righto, mate.
All right, here we go. Left the baggage for a mover. Go, Harry.
I got my PJs up in Georgia. I get my whip from California.
Mate, nice work. Let's check the tape. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Of course. I get my whip from California. Harry, you know the song well for someone that doesn't like it.
Ben a carpenter, mate. You listen to the radio 8 hours a day.
So it's our fault.
Yeah, obviously.
Awesome work, Harry. You're in the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics, and we'll let you know Friday if you've been drawn.
Beautiful, thanks, mate.
Here's the song that Harry saved, Peaches, Justin Bieber. Up next, James Leslie on to talk about Northwest Thunder. It's CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle, it falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Good morning, it is CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're joined on the phone by James Leslie to talk all things Northwest Thunder. James, the Thunder have been away lately. How'd they go away?
Morning, team. We've had a bit of a rough trot away. We've come out of some injuries lately. We need to get a few wins on the board, so looking forward to this game this weekend coming up at home.
Yeah, so let's get right behind them. So which players are missing at the moment due to injury?
We obviously lost our import, Trevon Scott. He ended up with a season-ending knee, which is really sad. And also that's happened the same fate for young Isaac out of Somerset. He was doing such a great job for us, and he's also suffered a knee injury. So we haven't been able to take a trick so far this season, but we are now coming back into this game looking reasonably strong. We've got some good inclusions, so looking forward to it.
Fantastic.
And who are the Thunder playing this weekend?
So we've got Dandenong, which is in Ulverston. So a good home game for us. It's the first time that we're going to have Matt Kenyon and Fab Kruslevic playing for us at home in Thunder colours. So that'll be awesome. I think, you know, having them and Elijah Thomas, our new import that's just come out of the US, he's super exciting. I have a feeling we're going to see some fun out of him as well.
Oh, how exciting. So if everyone wants to come along this weekend, where can they go to get tickets?
So online for tickets at the minute, if you go through our social media, our Facebook or our Instagram, you can get tickets that way. They've already been released, so they're ready to go now. Obviously, you can get some on the night if need be, but I think we might be a packed house this weekend, so I'd get them early.
Yeah, nice. Get in quick.
And James, we haven't really had a home game in almost a month, so I imagine the freebies, they're overflowing. Is that right?
Oh, we've got so many. There's boxes in the back of my car that I can't wait to deliver to the game. So we're going to have a fair bit going on. We expect a lot of kids there. Obviously, knowing that we've got three Jack Jumpers and a very exciting US import on the floor on the weekend, I think it's going to be some really good fun.
Yeah. So exciting. And make sure you get your texters ready for some signatures after the game as well.
So can't wait to get out there afterwards. Hopefully we can get a win and then we can go out there and do some signings and some photos for the kids afterwards. It'll be great.
Yeah, awesome. Amazing.
Thanks, James. Yeah, Northwest Thunder playing at home again this Saturday. Let's clap those clappers.
Wonderful. Thanks, James.
Thanks, James.
Cheers, guys.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, it's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Ari's out of here for the rest of the show. She will be back tomorrow, though. She had important stuff to go do that can't really be talked about on the air, but she did have to go do it. I can vouch for it. It was important stuff. So it's just me for the next hour. Now, earlier we talked about there were some American people that I knew that reckoned that I looked like Chris Evans. We put it out to the coast. Do I look like Chris Evans? The coast said no. They said definitely not. Without a doubt, you definitely look nothing like him. Absolutely not. But now the coast have come back with a better answer. The coast has decided that I look like Carl Pilkington. So this is all up on the Facebook page at CFM Bernie, at CFM Devonport, if you'd like to have a look. But the coast is pretty certain that I look exactly like Carl Pilkington. If you don't know him, he's from the show with Ricky Gervais and Steve Merchant, An Idiot Abroad. It's a good show if you haven't seen it.
All right.
Yeah. I'm all right, yeah.
What have you been doing today?
Just hanging around.
You look nervous. You look uneasy.
Well, I am a bit, yeah. It's not normal, is it?
What? What isn't?
You're asking me how my day is, and a room full of people who I don't know.
Yeah? Well, you're going to get to know them. You're going to get to know them really well.
What? Everywhere I go, these lot are coming, are they?
Yeah. Well, they've got to film it. Otherwise, you'd be by yourself, and we wouldn't see it on the telly.
So that's Carl Pilkington there from An Idiot Abroad, and according to the northwest coast of Tasmania, I look exactly like him, so...
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. The show is done for another day. Thanks for being with us this morning. It's been fun. It's good to be back. We'll do it again tomorrow from 6. We'll have all the same types of fun all over again from 6. Up next with your workday hits is Jerry Shears, boss man, fishy boy himself.
What up, dog?
Not much, thanks, Jerry. Enjoy your workday hits next. Bye.